This week on Rock for Him, we talk to Lee Moore of Solid Rock Radio.
All right. Well, hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. My name is Sanshoes, and I am joined today by my sister in Christ, Miss Kira Soto, Kira Star, my little sister. Kira, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing good. And as you'll see, we are missing Riker. I'm not sure what's going on with him, but brother, we miss you tonight. We're also missing Jeremy because he is still working. His new job that he got keeps him pretty busy. He's hoping within the next month or so that he will be back on the podcast. So, brother, we do miss you. And real quick, before we get to our guest for tonight, I just want to ask each and every one of you watching right now or that may be listening, pray for our brother David Patacone. If you don't know who he is, go on any of the social media and check him out. Like, his testimony is fantastic, and just the faith that this man has is inspiring. But above all that, support him by buying his music. Like,
yes,
he's got Turn in Line, David Patacone, and Theo Taran. Every single one of those is fantastic. Like, if you like instrumental music, like movie soundtrack type music, David Patacone's Turn in Line. Oh my goodness. If you like music that tells a story from beginning to end, Theo Taran. If you like electronic, like worship music, David Patacone. Like, all of that. So please be in prayer for him. I don't want to give away too much on here because it ain't my story to tell. It's his. But just wanted to ask you guys for prayer. Anyways, man of the hour. This guy has been a huge blessing to Rock for Him. As many of you know, around Thanksgiving, the station that we were on went silent. And we were kind of left adrift, didn't really know what to do. And our guest tonight, as you can see on the screen, it says William Moore, but we call him Lee. He reached out to us and he said he would like to offer us a spot on Solid Rock Radio. And it has been such a blessing. Like, Lee, I cannot tell you how much I've appreciated you over these last few months and just the opportunity that you have given us. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So where do I start? These questions always get me because I don't really like talking about myself. A little bit about me. I am a mid-40s. Won't say what. 45. Okay, I'll go say it. I grew up, you know, ironically, I grew up listening to Southern Gospel. I grew up in a Pentecostal church. Mm-hmm. So coming from that to rock, you know, back then it had been very taboo. But, you know, of course, back then I also listened to, you know, like your 80s. Music and 90s music, kind of grew up on that. Fast forward a few years, you know, you get into your 90s, I know you start getting a little bit of DC Talk influence, Jars of Clay influence, then Petra. I listen to Petra, and I know some may cringe at this. I listen to Carmen. Yes, I listen to Carmen. Nothing wrong with that. And then, of course, I found Skillet around 1996, 95. And that was a game changer. Trying to see what else. I'm a miracle walking. I'm not supposed to be here today. I was not supposed to live past age, I think it was 5. So God be the glory on that one, because without God and the doctors that he put in our path, I wouldn't be here today.
So, what got you really into wanting to do a radio station? Like, what inspired you? Why did you start Solid Rock Radio?
It started, kind of got the inspiration back in 2006. I was ironically on long-term disability from my work from this cough, because it was actually worse. And my main job is talking to customers on the phone. So if I can't talk, I can't work. So I was down and out for a few months, and I felt like the Lord just said, start an internet radio station. I'm like, I can't talk. How can I do that? Well, found out you don't have to talk. It's good to talk. That way you connect with your listeners. But kind of felt like, hey, starting this internet station. I kind of did my research, find out what was needed to get it all started and make it happen. In about June, excuse me, June of that year, 2006, is when Solid Rock Radio was birthed. And it looks a lot different now than it did. I had some volunteers back then that helped out a lot. Of course, they've moved on and did their own things. And there was like one that was, he really helped out a lot. His name was also Lee. And he passed away some years back, unfortunately. But yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you when God put that on your heart, what exactly were you doing at that moment? But you just described kind of what you were going through, some hardships and some struggles.
Yeah, and it's been a blessing. When I first started, I had one sole supporter, my great grand or not my great grand, sorry, my grandmother, and she gave faithfully. She donated faithfully up until her passing. She passed away June December of 2024. Yeah, December 2024, after a long battle with dementia.
Sorry.
But she she gave faithfully, even though she didn't like the style of music. She saw the vision, and she understood the calling and that it would reach people.
So you had talked about in that article, you sent me some articles, so I kind of went through them. You talked about how when God first put this idea on your heart, it was years later before it really started getting moving. So I was curious, like, what kept you sticking with it? Like, what was the drive? Because I'm sure that there were moments where you were like, what am I even doing? I mean, I would imagine.
Yeah, there was lots of times where I didn't even see it expanding. It didn't see it growing. I saw it as more so a hobby, back when you started out. It was I would maybe see 10 listeners at a time, 5 listeners at a time. And that was it. And that was very discouraging. And there was actually times in our history when I started it that I've had to shut it off. There was first time where this actual or personal expenses were mounting up, and my only supporter at the time was my grandmother, and unfortunately it wasn't covering the cost to operate, so I had to shut it down. Fast forward some years later, I started it back, and then there was a time where it was going good. I'm like, oh. And then I met my now wife, and I had to start preparing to save up for an apartment, to save up to get out to the house that I was living with my parents at the time. And so I had to shut it down again. And so now I'm back, and I started it back after we got married and got settled in. And since that time, we have become a nonprofit. So I can't go anywhere now without being very difficult to go away. Lots of paperwork involved with that to go away now. So I can't, when I started getting discouraged, I just have to remember what the ultimate goal is and what our mission is to bring the good news to people on the internet that no longer or may not even listen to FM radio, listen to the harder and their, I'm sorry, and they like the harder style of music.
That was one of the reasons, honestly, that we started Rock for Him. Because, I mean, I think you and I have talked a little bit about my backstory. You know, I came from a background of listening to Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, Ministry, like heavy music. And when I became a Christian, all I heard was the K-Love style of music. And to me, nothing against K-Love, because I can now listen to it and go, okay, I can appreciate the music on there, but it's not my style. But to me, it always sounded like the Jesus is my boyfriend music, because everything was like, Jesus hold my hand, Jesus carry me. And I was like, that's just not me. That's not how I worship. Like I couldn't get into it. I can appreciate it now, but I couldn't get into it. So when Rock for Him came into, you know, into being, it like opened up my horizon on music. So I only had a few Christian rock metal bands that I listened to, but since doing this show, my goodness, like
Oh, yeah.
it's it, you know, Kira even said that to me the other day. Oh, I can't wait to get introduced to all these new bands that I've never heard of before. And I'm like, all right, buckle up.
Yeah, there's a lot out there that that I want to see that I probably will never get to see, but
Yeah.
so I just enjoy them, you know, listening to their music, whether it's on YouTube or CDs, so.
Yeah. I mean, I've.
Yeah, I've only been doing this Christian thing for 2.5 years, and so I'm still very fresh to the Christian scene, and I'm very much into the hardcore metal Christian scene for sure. Like, that's my kind of rock. And, you know, I've been so blessed to have a plethora of bands there, but I have to admit, like, my playlist is those same bands kind of over and over. So I'm very excited that now I'm getting exposed to more Christian rock music and all the other options out there. It's really awesome.
For sure. So the one thing that really impresses me about Solid Rock Radio, because I don't know if you knew this, but this is now our third station we've been on. So the thing that just impresses me, like, get on and you guys had the mothership, okay? Like
Oh,
Cindy.
yes, I miss her so much.
Oh yeah. Cindy really, I don't want to say we're copying her, but she's definitely a catalyst for Rock for Him. Like, when we sat down and we talked about what does this show look like, one of the things they said was, listen to the mothership, listen to Cindy. And I was like, I want to do that. So then I get on to Solid Rock and I start going through listening to the catalog, and I'm just like, wow. Like, and then, okay, here's what blew my mind. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Lee. This is how small time I am. Get on, programming a show, and I'm just kind of listening. And the clip right before I hit the air was, this is staff meteorologist. And the guy rattles off his name. I'm like, we have a staff meteorologist? Like, what did I get myself into? And you've got like actual sponsors and commercials. Like, I'm like, this is legit. Like, this isn't just like throwing a bunch of music on and just letting it go. Like, your heart and soul is into this. And I can tell it. And I know that the listeners can. So, man, thank you for
Yeah,
that.
it's you're welcome. And it's you know, it's been a slow build. You know, each year something gets added that makes it a little bit better. So I'm hoping to get more sponsors this year to help pay cover costs, but it's another nick where I have to trust God that God's on provide. I'm looking at maybe cutting back on some things to meet cost, but But going back to Mothership, yes, pray for her and Dan.
Yep.
Her husband is having a long battle with cancer that was found after a car accident. So they do need our prayers and support as well.
For sure. So,
So, I
go
was
ahead,
going
Kara.
to ask, so what is your process for picking the music that you put on?
So I either get emailed. There's a way on our website where you can submit music. And I hate to admit that I'm behind on that, unfortunately. But I'll sit there and listen to it. I'll kind of look at the band's social media, try to fill them out on their bio page to one, make sure they're really a Christian band. Are they they're talking about Christ, or they have a passion for reaching lost souls? There's a lot of bands. I don't know who they have on their marketing team or promoting their music, but I don't think they look at what we play. Because I'll get all types of songs submitted from bluegrass to jazz, to rock that's not very family friendly, put it this way. So I don't think they're really looking to just, so I get a lot of stuff that's really not pertinent to Solid Rock Radio. But the process is, number one, are they reaching people? Does the music, I mean, I really like a really good produced album, but I know a lot of bands don't have that type of money to pull from. So I don't rely too heavily on that because I understand. And then lately, is it AI? Because I hate AI music for radio. I mean, there's some things like that sounds cool, it sounds awesome. I made a song a while back. I actually wrote the lyrics, but I wanted to see how it sounded with the AI. But I'm not going to submit it to radio stations. I'm not going to put it on YouTube. Oh, I did it once. I will admit I did it once just to see what it would do, how it looked, but I'm not going to submit it. It was a prayer from my heart with the pain that I go through every day. But what really gets me is when I ask these people, is this AI? I already know it's AI. They'll come back and tell me, no, it's not AI. And then I'll send them the proof that I found. Of course, I'll hear crickets. They won't respond. But yeah, that my number one rule is no AI on our station.
Amen. I'm with you on that. I do not support AI at all. I have too many friends in the music industry that work way too hard to be just tossed to the side because somebody thought it'd be a great idea to just flood the internet with their fake music.
Right. There has to be creativity behind it. And
Exactly.
one day I would love to get collaborate with a singer or producer to make my song that I wrote come to fruition. But
Yeah, there you
until I get big money, that ain't going to happen.
go. Well, you never
Well,
know. You gotta, speak life or death in the tongue. Speak life into that.
yeah.
Right.
And here's the thing about AI for us. Like, we get a ton of music submitted, and I do the exact same thing. I ask, is this AI? Some people are honest, some people are not. But the one thing I do think all of us need to be careful of is I have personal friends that I know play music that have been accused of AI. And I've talked to them, like, have you started using AI on it? No. Like, I don't use AI. And they're still on this list of AI bans. And they won't come off. But I know for a fact they are not AI.
And generally, if I hear the first 10 seconds of the song, I can really tell it's AI. My wife the other day, she said, sent me the song. Oh, let's listen to this cool band I found on Pandora.
Yeah.
Not even, I was like, oh, that's AI. I mean, it didn't even take not even 10 seconds. I'm like, oh, that's AI. And there's tools that I go to online that if I'm not sure on, it will tell you, yes, it's AI, the probability that it's AI. And there's even one that will tell you what program they used to write it. And there's one that it really disguises it well. I think it's called Mamba or Mamba. So it starts with the M.
Yeah.
And that's they're really doing things to kind of trick you from not showing up and that it's AI, but it really is.
And it's funny, I'm looking at our chats over here. If you keep seeing me look over, people are commenting, "Don't get me started on AI.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I'm gonna go nuclear." Like on Twitch, there's a person on there that is saying that the Christian station that they listen to one day switched to all AI, and it was quite shocking.
Yeah.
So.
There's one show that we carry. She's out of Canada. It's called the Mad Christian Radio Show.
Yep, heard that
It's hosted
show,
by
yeah.
Kristen McNulty. And I'll tell her, like, if I see that AI sound comes up in her playlist, but that's the only time you'll hear it. If it's during that hour or two, she's on 3 hours on
Yeah.
Saturdays. If that's heard, then that's on her show. It's not, we don't have anything to do with that. But
Gotcha.
other than that, I steer far away from it.
So one of the most important parts of our show is asking our guests how they came to know Christ. Would you mind really quickly sharing your testimony and how you came to know Christ?
I don't have this big extravagant story of things like going through trials and tribulations. I found Christ at 7 years old. My grandmother took me to church faithfully every Sunday. If it wasn't for her, I don't know where I would be. At the time, my mom wasn't saved. Neither was my dad because they were separated. Excuse me. But I remember giving my heart to Christ at 7 years old at a Langley Pentecostal church in South Carolina. And it was from there I got, that was when I first met, got Christ. And I felt the tug on my heart. I even remember after the fact, our pastor was preaching. And he said, now I always sat on the front row. He said the word hell. I don't remember this, but this is what I've been told by my grandmother. She said, I stood up and pointed my finger at the pastor and said, you said a bad word.
Oh, that's awesome.
But my teenage years, I didn't go wild. I mean, I was kind of a loner in high school, middle school, high school. Didn't get too much trouble, but as I grew older, I found out that being a Christian is not easy. We still have times where we're going to fight the flesh a lot, and even times where we failed, and we just have to pick up, dust off the dust from us, and return our focus to God and keep focusing on Him, and repent and learn from our mistakes.
I love it.
That is so cool when I hear stories of kids being able to accept Christ. That is amazing. I unfortunately had to do the hard way. I had to go the real long, hard way path, and I don't think I would have ever gotten it at that sort of age. So that's amazing. Good on you. That's great.
And I did pray faithfully for my mom every Sunday. And then back in, I think it was 1993, I was 13 or 12 or 13 at the time, depending on time of the year. But she got saved. She returned her, she got, she rededicated her life to Christ. But she, like me, she grew up in the church with her mom. So.
Love it.
It's
Love it.
great.
So I know you had said earlier that you had help in the past doing Solid Rock Radio, and I hear that you have a new music director that's pretty awesome. That
Yes, we haven't announced anything yet, but go right ahead, meet our new music director. I haven't filled him in yet on everything, but
yes.
slowly but surely.
Yeah, so I am now taking over as music director. Lee asked me to help out on Solid Rock Radio, and I said yes. Of course, I'm gonna have to ask for a raise now, Lee. Like,
Yeah. How much is,
congratulations.
what is the percentage of Nothing.
Oh. But no, it truly is an honor to be partnered up with you in this and helping you out. And you also said that earlier that you were looking for more sponsorship. Not this isn't what this show is about, but if there's a company out there that wants to partner up with Solid Rock Radio, please reach out to us and we'll get you in touch with Lee and just help support the station. Go on solidrockradio.org and there's a little button right there. You just click it and make your donation and help support this fantastic station because honestly, you can listen all day and you will hear a variety of music. Like it's not just the stuff that Rock for Him plays. I mean, you'll hear anything and everything. As long as it's Christian in it, it rocks. You're gonna hear it.
It's like right just earlier, about what, 4 minutes ago, we were playing this might be, some people may know this band, some may not, Project 86.
Yes.
And then before that, Convictions. We got some impending doom coming up this hour. And then of course Search the City, Lacey Sturm. So
Yeah,
oh
so
yeah.
many things. Yeah.
Yes.
So, what is the plan going forward for Solid Rock? I mean, I know you brought us on, and hopefully we've been a blessing to you, but where do you want to see Solid Rock Radio go from here?
I'm hoping this year, at some point, I've been talking with a lady. Her radio name will be Eden. Hopefully, at some point in the next couple months, we're going to get her added on as a podcast. And it's going to be talking about deeper, hard-hitting subjects that you won't find probably another Christian radio station, or even FM station for that matter. It's going to be talking about addiction, recovery, and it's going to be also talking about things that taboo subjects, like addiction to pornography, addiction to alcohol. There's going to be a lot of subjects that she's going to hit on that she's trying to line up people to talk to bring on and talk about their recovery. So she's working on that. She's actually local to me, and hopefully I can announce that within the next two, maybe 2 months or so. We're working, still working with her.
That is
That's
awesome.
amazing. I totally support that. There needs to be more of that for sure. As somebody who came out of addiction and all the other things, yes, that's the stuff that needs to be talked about to shed light on it and to bring hope to the world. And I will be of any help if you ever need any help with that.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And another next step, I'm hoping to grow more locally this year, depending on what, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now in personal life. Someone currently on long-term disability from work. But part of the reason why I put out a prayer request today was because it was the extension was denied. So now it's retro back to January 1st. So I'm not going to get paid at all this month for my job. And
What is it that you do? Like, I don't even.
I work for a major airline. I don't want to say it. This is
Yeah,
on
you don't have to get
podcast.
into details.
But I've been with a major airline since 2004. So a little over 20 years I've been working for them. Within the last 2.5 years, coming up since August of 2023, I've been on long-term disability for severe nerve pain. But I'm in process of appealing that decision. So in the meantime, I may have to go back to work because I need to keep our pay so we don't lose our house, don't lose our car. And I also need to keep my insurance, which is very important. So having to go through that process, hopefully to go back to work next Monday.
Well, we've been praying for you. I know my family's been praying for you. I know the entire Rock for Him crew has been praying for you for sure. And now all of our listeners can be in prayer for you. So when you got this off the ground and you were really digging into Solid Rock Radio, Was it just that itch you had to scratch? Like, I know you said God just kept calling you to do it and, telling you, all right, you're gonna start a station. But was it that you just didn't have that you had this need and it wasn't there? Like, something wasn't fulfilling you, and God was like, I'm putting it on you. Kind of like that, like that whole Moses thing. Like, here you go. Go up and, here's your staff. Get going. You can't speak, but we're gonna put people to speak for you,
I kind of felt that there was a need for not just for me, but for more Christian rock in the community, in or just in general for people to listen to. Hence the name Solid Rock Radio. There's a double meaning there. The first was the verse in Matthew, where it talks about building our house on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So that's kind of the foundation verse for the name. And also, of course, rock, bringing rock in the Christian genre. Of course, when we first started, there wasn't a lot of Christian rock that I could find. So we played a lot of CCM with a few sprinkles of Christian rock. But as time grew on, I found more bands, did my research, and of course, added more over as time progressed. I'm sorry.
Nope, that's all right.
But so that was that need. Because I think at the time there may have only been one or two other internet Christian rock stations, and they're still around today. I don't mind keep shouting out their name, ChristianRock.net, and then also the Blast FM. So they were kind of the originals, as you would say, the OGs,
Yep.
in the Christian rock genre online. And of course, Solid Rock Radio. We've been around. I've been around since 2006, and I think they've been around just a few years shorter than that,
Yeah. I mean,
or
I know.
few years more than I have.
Yeah, I know that there's a ton of stations out there now, and I think I've kind of gone through them all, and they're all really good. And this, I'm not just saying this because I'm on the station. Solid Rock takes it to this next level. Like, you have really cultivated something special on there. Not saying the other stations are not great, because they are. Like I said, I've listened to them all. Me, I'm the type of guy that I've got to listen to a multitude of stuff. Like, so I'm searching on the stations, but there's something about Solid Rock. I literally get in my car, hit the app on my radio, and I'm listening to Solid Rock all the way to work. Get in, plug my phone in, hit play on the app, and I'm listening to it in my office all day. And there's just something about it that you can tell that you have this love and caring for the station that really goes above and beyond. It's something that I really appreciate about you and what you've put together. So I know you said you've got a new podcast that you may be announcing here in the next couple of months. We're praying for Mothership. Do you know anything about Mothership? Is there any plans for her to come back? Not that I
Right
want you to
now,
speak for her, just.
right now it's indefinite hiatus. It's the word we're using, what we're going with. All her past stuff you can find on YouTube. The
Yeah.
app and her website only goes back so long because of the way the programming was built on our
Yeah.
website, but in the app, as far as all her past shows you can listen to on our YouTube channel. They go back to her first episode and all the way to her last. I can't think she did Sunny from POD last. What was it? I can't remember what she did last. Let's see. She did Idemic. I'm sorry, Idemic last. But one of those last few ones she did, she had Sunny from POD on.
Nice.
So,
So
what kind of changes have you seen in the last 20 years in the Christian rock community, in the industry, besides the ridiculous AI situation?
I've just seen lots of explosion of homegrown stations coming on, which I love. They have a passion for Christian rock and Christian music, and I see myself in them, 20 years ago. You know, there's another one I'm good friends with on Facebook. I talk with him every now and then. He does. I'm sorry, can't name completely. It's the tip of my tongue. But he started one a few years back. So I love that. And of course, I'm on different groups, and I see all these ones popping up. So I see that in the last 20 years, you've seen all these homegrown stations coming. As far as the actual industry, it seems to me, you know, there was a few years ago back where they were saying Christian rock is dead. And I think Kingdom Core even posted something today about Christian, was Christian rock ever dead? I don't believe it was ever dead, but I believe the passion that people had for it kind of diminished and dwindled down a little bit, where they weren't sharing it. They was kind of keeping it just within their four walls in their house. They weren't telling people about these other homegrown bands that are coming up. And there was one that I really fell in love with, and sadly they diminished. They had some issues within the band, No Treaty. I was kind of bummed to hear about that. And then of course recently I found out about Bloodlines for within the last 2 years. Love Bloodlines, love those guys.
That's my favorite band.
And Cindy actually had them on as well on her show. But now they, yeah, just within the last 20 years, excuse me, more bands are coming, which is good. I'm sorry.
Nope, I'll jump in here real quick. From what I've seen in just in my short time of being part of the Christian rock industry, I guess, is just the quality of music that has come out. I remember back in high school, wasn't a Christian at the time, but one of my buddies loved Christian rock and metal. And he was playing some music for me that honestly, I was just like, coming from a guy that listened to like Megadeth, Anthrax, Metallica, I'm looking at him going, this is garbage. Like, what are you listening to? Not because, it was like talking about Jesus, but it just wasn't good. I look at the music now, and I'm telling you, I would challenge anyone, listen to Skillet, Demon Hunter, listen to Bloodlines, listen to Reclaim the Day, Zana, 13 Minutes. Like, I could sit
Nesdom.
here, Nesdom, I could sit here and rattle off all these bands. Listen to anything by David Patacone and tell me that any of those bands are garbage. They're not. Like, oh my goodness. And then when you get to meet them live and in person, it's like your family. I have literally been at shows where I've seen these bands get off stage, go back to their merch booth, and they weren't even worried about selling merch. They were gathered around people praying. So that is the difference for me, seeing that they are actually advancing the kingdom. They are showing Christ. I didn't see that before in the music that my friend was playing. Not that I seen them live, but it just didn't have anything. It didn't make me want to go, oh, I need to find out more about this. Now a band sends me songs, and you can ask my wife. I go crazy trying to look up everything I can about these bands. So that is the difference nowadays.
I love it when bands, come out to the merch tables and talk. Some years back, we were excited to go to a concert. I think it was going to be 7 Day Slumber, Spoken, and another band. Can't remember the name of top of my can't remember it off the top of my tongue now. But 7 Day Slumber's bus broke down on the way up there, so the concert was canceled. But however, Matt Baird from Spoken was already there, so they put it was they put together this quick concert at this hole in the wall pub. It was Brent Tatum, Set for the Fall, and Spoken, And that was awesome. That was awesome. That was the first time I ever met Set for the Fall. And of course, first time ever meeting Matt Baird from Spoken. I remember Matt coming out to the table, talking with people, trying to sell merch, you know. So they were real genuine. And of course, that's how I kind of got connected with Set for the Fall. We were tired and we were ready to go. So we left during their first song because we had a long drive back home. But a few months later, I brought them down and we had a concert in Augusta, not too far from me. Those guys are awesome too. They just got and put out a new EP, I believe. Man.
Well, Lee, I know that you've got this cough going on, so I don't want to keep you for too much longer, 'cause I know I've been coughing, you've been coughing. So I guess what we'll do right now is we're gonna get ready to wrap it up. How can we be praying for you?
Just pray that for me personally, just keep praying that I will take heed from Matthew 6, I believe it is. It says not to worry. That I'll continue to trust God that He will provide all my needs. And the same thing for Solid Rock Radio, that God will continue to have provisions for us that beyond raising money, beyond covering expenses, that Solid Rock Radio will continue to be a beacon for those that are listening, that they get spiritually fed from the music that we're giving, playing, that they would tell their friends that may not be Christian to tune into us. And ultimately, I've always said this, if someone hears us and someone gets saved, listening to the programming that we play or the music we play, then our mission has been fulfilled.
Amen to all that, and we'll for sure be praying for that. All right, I will go ahead and pray us out. So, great and heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for bringing Lee on the show today and giving us this opportunity to chat with him. I thank you for Solid Rock Radio and what a blessing it's been to the Christian rock community. It's been a blessing to us. Lee has been a huge blessing to us, so thank you for him. I ask that you just continue to watch over him and heal him, bring him to full health. Lord, I ask that you watch over him as he prepares to go back to his job. Lord, you know what you need from him and what you need him to do, so just make it known to him if it's to get that disability extended or if he's just to go back to work full time. Lord, I just ask that you give him peace and comfort with that. I ask that you give him a sense of peace. In your word, you say not to worry and not to fear 365 times. That's once for every day of the year. So Lord, just continue to press that upon him, not to fear, not to worry. Lord, I ask you continue to provide for him financially, both in his personal life and for Solid Rock Radio. Just continue to help us to share you and your kingdom and to bring glory and honor to you. Lord, just continue to provide for all of his needs, and we thank you so much. And Lord, I ask that you just do a special blessing over Cindy and her husband Dan. We know the struggles that he is having and that she's having right now, so please watch over them and heal him. Lord, we thank you so much for both of them and their testimony. They are the OGs of this. They are such a blessing to so many bands and so many people. Lord, I ask that you watch over our brother David Patacone. I know he said that whatever happens, he's excited to meet you face to face, but Lord, we're not ready for him to meet you yet, so please just heal him one way or another. And above all else, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen.
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 And of course, if for those that are watching or listening later, if you want to know more information about us, solidrockradio.org. And yes, there is an app for that. Search your app store or Google Play Store. Download our app for Android, or excuse me, or Apple Car and Android Auto ready. So you can listen to us there.
And you know, I was gonna ask you that anyways before I signed out. I was like, tell people where they can find Solid Rock Radio.
Easy,
So,
solidrockradio.org. Do the
yes.
.org, or you do the .com, you'll get a this domain is for sale page. We're actually trying to get that once we get our trademark. I'm gonna fight for it at a cheaper price, but solidrockradio.org is where you go.
Awesome. And if you can't find it there for whatever reason, just go on rockforhim.com, listen, click on Listen Live, and it'll take you right to Solid Rock Radio. And there you go, you can listen there. But
Awesome.
again, I just want to thank you, Lee, for joining us. Kira, it's always a pleasure having you on. Look forward
Thank
to this
you.
every week. Jeremy, I see you're in the chat. So, brother, we miss you.
Yes, Jeremy. Awesome. Hello.
Looking forward to getting you back on here. And for those watching and listening, thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, if you're gonna rock, rock for him. Have a good night.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week, we talk to the guys from 6 Hours for a Lifetime. It was such a great interview. Be sure to tune in.